And welcome back to the 5th Annual Cat Rangers Golf Tournament at the Legacy Golf Course at Lanier Islands. Mike and Dan with Business Radio X, and we're joined now by Carson Guy. He is with A-Town Authentics. And Carson, you've got a busy afternoon. You've got a bunch of silent auction items on display, and that's kind of what your company does. Talk about what A-Town Authentics is all about.
Sure. So thanks for having me on, first and foremost. So our company, A-Town Authentics, we run around and facilitate silent auctions for pretty much any and every organization, you know, any ministry, any school, pretty much really anybody looking for extra fundraising help. It doesn't matter whether it's a golf tournament, a gala, a banquet, any opportunity for us to come and put our stuff in front of people's eyes and help the fundraising cause at whatever event is taking place, we're more than happy to do it.
So when you go to these charitable events or any kind of fundraiser and you see the tables lined up and you've got framed autographed jerseys of professional football stars and college stars and people like that, your company is the one that's displaying all that. Talk about the economics. How does that work? How does your company make money? How does the charity make money?
Sure. I'm pretty sure if you're a sports fan, you're familiar with the new NIL stuff.
Yeah.
And so I wish I could say I was the one who actually got to run around and meet all of these athletes, but we are the framers behind everything. So we put everything together and we'll make it look real pretty and real nice and come and set it up. So we have wholesale accounts with people all over the country. That's how we actually acquire our autographed items. And like I said, we're the framers behind everything. So we'll really just make it look pretty, and that's how we make most of our margins in the company, is through the framing.
Yeah, because you were telling me earlier you don't actually have a charge for coming out to the events.
Right. So we're free of charge to come out to any of the events. And then everything that we sell, we're out on consignment. Everything's out on consignment. So say we don't happen to sell a ton at the event, we'll just pick it up, take it home with us. There's nothing coming out of any organization's pocket. We're strictly there to just make them some money and bring a little bit extra to the event. I know a lot of the guys, even if they're not, you know, wanting to fork out $500 or so for an auction item, it's still a great talking piece and it still attracts a ton of attention. And we occasionally do raffles with organizations. We'll leave some items out and they can do raffles and pretty much do any fundraisers their way rather than doing it a silent auction. We can just drop off a couple of items with them, you know, and they can take care of it. But it's real creative. There's a bunch of different ways that you can do our business, our company.
Yeah. Carson, share some of the cool stuff that you got that you're kind of traveling around with these days.
Sure. So I'd say Brock Bowers, the signed Brock Bowers UGA jerseys are definitely some of our hot sellers. Ronald Acuna, with him coming back on fire, hitting, you know, what home runs, what feels like every single game since he's been back, he's been a great one. But some of my personal favorites are what we call our Art of Words. It's an artist named Daniel Duffy who actually creates the prints, and you can find those on artofwords.com. You know, the history behind teams, winning scores behind teams from the whole entire, you know, history of their programs. It's you name it. He's got a bunch of fun prints, and you should definitely give him a look.
And not only sports, but the world of entertainment, you, musicians. Correct me if I'm wrong, you got like trips or vacations as well?
We do. We have a huge library of trips, and we have a great concierge team that will help everybody get booked if that's something that a patron out of the events wants to proceed with. They have right about a year to book the trip, and then a year from that booking date to travel on any of the locations. And we can send you, you know, week-long trips to Italy. We could send you on nice Caribbean cruises. We could send you even as simple as something to St. Simons, or, you know, a little cabin weekend in the Smoky Mountains. We got a lot of fun stuff.
And it's all for a great cause, because you're supporting a great cause by bidding on these items. Two quick questions. Number one, what's the most unique item or coolest item that you've ever seen?
I'm a pretty big sports guy, so probably one of the more unique items I've seen was a 101 Kobe Bryant signed and inscribed jersey with all of like the years that he won the championships and stuff like that. So I'd probably say that's probably my most unique item that I've seen. But man, I bet my boss, who's been doing this for about 20 years longer than I have, could talk for days about seeing things he's seen come and go through the years of operating the business.
The second quick question is, what item do you remember being bid on the highest? What's the highest amount you ever saw bid on one of your items?
So Must Ministries, they're a great organization, you know, predominant in the Atlanta area, the metro Atlanta area. And we help them out with an annual gala. And 2 years ago, the gala took place at the Battery at the Coca-Cola Roxy. But I sold two trips to Italy, both for $10,000. So we raised them an absolute boatload of money, you know, right there in 5 minutes.
A-Town Authentics at Business Radio X. We've been to a lot of events, and apparently we've crossed your paths a lot. Maybe not you personally, but A-Town Authentics, because we see you at a lot of these types of events. You were telling me earlier, you do about 700 events a year.
Yes, sir.
And all over the state of Georgia, or kind of what's your area?
We like to say we're the best in the Southeast region, so we like to cover just about any of the Southeast regions, but I actually just got back from a trip to Washington, D.C., helping out Jermon Bushrod and his organization last Friday. So we're not scared to get out and travel. I'll be going to Philadelphia here next month in July. I've been to Dallas, you know, I've been to Arizona. But if it is a situation where we travel, it's not completely free of charge for the organizations that invite us, you know, across the country. The only thing we would ask for is, you know, help getting us a hotel room or something like that. And if you can provide us a hotel room, we'd like to say we'll be there.
I bet you've been to some pretty cool events.
Yes, yes. That's the great thing about this business is, you know, it's something new every day. It's whether it's a golf tournament or a convention of the western half of the United States with a bunch of business owners coming in and having meetings. And it's just always something new. It is fun. And that's what I really love about doing this is you're meeting new people. You're talking with new people. You're networking into new organizations. And the best part of it all is we're raising money for a good cause.
And I would think you'd be running into some celebrities at these events as well.
Oh, yes, sir. My boss is actually at Bears Best today doing Steve Harvey's Foundation's golf tournament. So he's hanging out with Steve Harvey. They said Penny Hardaway was in attendance over there. So
have you ever had the situation where you had, say Brock Bowers signed a jersey and Brock Bowers was playing in maybe the golf tournament that was happening at the time?
Not Brock Bowers, but Shaquille O'Neal. Yes, sir. So Shaquille O'Neal, he helps out with the Henry County Sheriff's Department. He's friends with Sheriff Scandrett and that group down there pretty closely, and he always helps them, you know, promote their events that take place and help a bunch of people from the surrounding areas just try and come in and help fundraise. And there was a situation where he had signed you know, jerseys and basketballs and tossed them in the auctions, and we were selling those for thousands and thousands of dollars with him being in attendance. Everybody was loving it. It was a bunch of fun.
Very cool. A-Town Authentics is the name of the company. For people that might want to look into the company and have them come out for their charitable events, what's the website?
You can find us at www.atownauthentics.com.
Easy enough. Carson Guy, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.